The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
And now, here to bury Scott Drew, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. How's that guy have a job?
Schmuck.
What's going on? Crying out loud. How about Baylor? Pulling themselves up by the bootstraps. Love this Big 12 season. I love it. I think it's great. Very competitive. Kansas fans, I know it's not what you wanted, but for the rest of the league, several teams eyeing that league title. And just an absolute dogfight in the middle, and you saw it. I don't know. I know we didn't have a local school involved in the game, and West Virginia TCU didn't amount to being much. But if you ended up settling in on Baylor and Texas, that was a war.
Yeah.
And that was two teams fighting for their NCAA tournament lives, and I thought it was a really fun game to watch. Double overtime. Yeah. Had it on there with the Olympics as well for me. And, boy, what a game. What a game between those two.
Yeah, Fran Fraschilla kept calling it a play-in game for both. That may be stretching the point a little bit, but not much.
No.
Not much.
You look at what those teams have left on their schedule. Baylor, Texas Tech, West Virginia, at TCU, OU, and at K-State. Texas in big, big trouble now because at Oklahoma, at K-State, Oklahoma State, at Kansas, and West Virginia, I think Texas is done. I mean, I think from that standpoint, I don't know that it was a stretch from a Texas standpoint. Do you?
No.
I mean, yeah, I 5-8 were, in the league, I think they're done. They needed that to go to 6-7 and gain some momentum. I think they're on the outside looking in. We'll get the next bracketology, I know, from Joe Lunardi. I can't remember when Palms comes out at CBS, but we'll get the next one from him on Thursday. He's doing it every Monday and Thursday now. On the bracketology, and I bet you Baylor's in and Texas is out, and I think TCU's probably out, and I'm kind of thinking we're going to see six unless Oklahoma State can really get something going.
Mm-hmm.
They're the team that maybe has a shot. They've got a win against Wichita State, don't they? I believe on their resume, if I'm not mistaken. Is that last year's team? I'm giving them credit for the win they got last year. Oklahoma State's non-con resume, lost to A&M, lost to Wichita this year. I'm sorry, it was last year that they beat Wichita. Do have a 71-70 win over Florida State. Did beat Tulsa, which I know at one point seemed like a disaster, but they've got a winning record in that AAC, or at least they did going into last night. Not sure what they did last night. So maybe Oklahoma State on the distant bubble. But if you look at what they have left at TCU, Texas Tech, at Texas, at Iowa State, and Kansas. So I'm kind of feeling six more.
Yeah.
You know, although, and Doug Gottlieb said it many times, you got to find 38 at-large teams.
Yeah.
And the resumes start to look kind of thin all over the place. So somebody's getting in.
And the way this conference is played, I mean, even home games against lower-level teams, I mean – Or look at the spot that Kansas is in. It looks like, well, hey, they're playing. I know it's on the road, but they're playing against the team that's dead last in the Big 12. But that team is dead last in the Big 12, has beaten Texas Tech, West Virginia, and Oklahoma in their own barn. So even what you'd think would be something, not a walkover, but like going to Hilton isn't tough enough. Even when they're down, they still show the ability to. There's been a lot of really surprising road wins by teams this year, or teams that were in the bottom part of the league rising up and biting teams at the top, more so than any year I can remember in recent memory.
Yeah. Where is Shaka Smart right now? I mean, we joke around because we've always said Scott Drew's a better coach than he's given credit for. He was routinely taking his teams to the NCAA tournament. Three Elite Eights, went to his third Elite Eight last year, correct? Was just a game. I'm pretty sure that's right. I'm gonna double check it.
I think they were in the Sweet 16 last year. They lost to South Carolina, who then lost to Florida.
I'm putting him in the Elite Eight. I mean, last year was an Elite Eight year by my standard. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure because didn't South Carolina win in New York over 16. Florida? So, yeah, Sweet 16.
Okay, Sweet 16 lost to Florida.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Florida, where people are telling me Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, Sweet 16. So that's his one, two, and then Elite
two,
Eight,
two. Sweet 16s and two Elite Eights.
Four Sweet 16s. Two Elite Eights, if you give credit Elite Eight. And that comes since 2010. It's not bad.
Nope.
Not bad. If they make the tournament this year, 2-4, it'll be 5 in a row, 6 out of 7, and 7 out of 9.
Yeah. Where he's kind of, what you'd say, struggled.
8 out of 13.
The regular season ranking in the Big 12 has not matched his postseason success. He's only
finished second last year.
Yeah, he's only finished above third twice since in that run. So,
I am intrigued by where Shaka Smart is.
Yes.
I mean, and what people in Texas have to be thinking. Last year, 11-22. And where the hell would this program be right now without Mohamed Bamba?
Oh.
I mean, that was a surprise when they landed Bamba. But where the hell would they be without Mohamed Bamba right now? And he was in the NCAA tournament, you know, 5 years in a row. Is that right, with VCU? Yeah, five years in a row. Best year, the first one of the run where he made it to the Final Four. Second round, 64-64.
He's won two games since the Final Four. Two NCAA tournament games since that Final Four.
There isn't another play-in game?
I guess it's a possibility.
Because round is 64.
That's a possibility. I hadn't thought about that.
At least if you're looking at the same thing I am, yeah. Which probably are. But he's got a first. He's 0-1 at Texas in the NCAA tournament. And meanwhile, Rick Barnes has got Tennessee up and going. I mean, can we at least conclude? I mean, that to me was a giant game for Shaka Smart. And if you heard Fran Fraschilla and the sideline reporters talking, that both coaches were talking about, we're tougher than them.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great statement to make, and you're building your team up and making it about toughness. It's not just about toughness. It's about more than just that. But no, I mean, if that's what it came down to, Baylor was tougher. And I'm intrigued. This is the thing. If not him, then who? It's a lesson for Bruce Weber, right? Or K-State fans with Bruce Weber. If not him, then who? But you got to know who you are, what you're capable of. We saw a lot better out of Texas than we're seeing of late. And when you say, well, it's so easy to get talent there, is it? Is it? It's not. I think the guys who can really recruit, we need to understand. John Calipari, when you get kids to UMass, you've done something. You get elite talent to Memphis, you've done something. Yeah, it gets easier and better at Kentucky, just as it did for Bill Self at Kansas, as opposed to Illinois, Tulsa, and Oral Roberts. You still got to be a finisher. You still got to be able to get kids. And we're not seeing that. A big, big loss for Texas.
Yeah, no other play-in wins, so just those two first-round wins in the first two attempts out after the Final Four. But since 2013, four seasons, not one tournament win.
West Virginia gets the win over TCU. I think TCU is trending down. I mean, the injury, I think finally, I mean, Jamie Dixon's, and then maybe that's the worst thing for this league next year, is that he's going to bring a lot of talent back. He's had a couple of good recruiting classes, and they're going to come back with a chip on their shoulder looking to make the NCAA tournament. I mean, this was a tournament team before the injury, but I think now they're looking like they're trending down and out. And if that's the case, you get a motivated, hungry team next year. Ooh. But it's looking like next year for TCU. It's looking like Iowa State, Texas, and TCU are on the outside looking in. I think Oklahoma State's going to be on the outside looking in. I think we're going to end up at 6. Anybody think we're going to get 7?
Not at this point.
Oklahoma State has two really good wins. If they could actually start beating the teams they're supposed to, I think they can be in. I mean, at Allen Fieldhouse and at Morgantown are two really good wins.
There's some upside.
Is 7
and they beat Florida State, too. So they have a nice resume as far as the good wins portion.
I'd have to look at where
Florida State's, that win is looking less impressive as the year's gone by for them.
True. But there's still a tournament team, I believe.
Probably so.
I'm looking at the – I want to see where they come in the KenPom. Oklahoma State on KenPom is at 65.
I guess they don't have really many opportunities down the stretch to have big conference wins because, I mean, they're home for K-State at TCU. And they're all okay wins. Only chance they really have to make a name for themselves with a win is Texas Tech and Kansas. Now, both those games are at home, so there's chances there.
They got to win
at least one of those two, I would think.
I'm a fan of the BPI, Oklahoma State, and the ESPN BPI, which takes into account injuries, guys being down, home and road. They're out of the top 50 in that as well. Scrolling, 65 in BPI and RPI, which many people hate. But I think it's still, it's at least its own little mathematical analysis. out of the top 50 there as well. So they got work to do. I don't know. I think this league's headed towards six, and I think that's what the league deserves. It's a competitive, fun year for the league, but are any of those teams we're talking about leaving Oklahoma State out 88 in RPI for what it's worth? Big opportunity tonight for the Kansas Jayhawks. I mean, not an opportunity. Must win. You can't drop one at Iowa State. We're talking about this team winning the league. We're not talking about them getting into the NCAA tournament. We're just talking about them winning the league. They got to get that done. And it has to happen at Iowa State. Missouri, a little bit more of an opportunity game. A chance to avenge the loss against A&M and an A&M team that is hurting. Suspension, injury, they're down personnel. They've been 6-1 in league, I believe is right, in their last seven. But this is not the team that's done that. So Missouri gets a chance to avenge that loss. And we'll see if they can do it. I think that is a big, big game for them. All right, I want to take a break. I don't want to get behind here. And we'll come back and talk about Kareem Hunt. The story is out in the Kansas City Star, broken the Cleveland Plain Dealer yesterday. We'll come back and discuss Kareem Hunt and where things sit with him and the Kansas City Chiefs next. Sporting KC, Chiefs, Royals, KU, K-State, Missouri, always a topic here in the program. You can grab a phone line right now if you want to chime in. 913-310-810. You're in the program.